USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
10 days until Election Day. President Trump is in Florida, where he will cast his own ballot. He'll then host rallies in North Carolina, Ohio, and Wisconsin. Meanwhile, former Vice President Joe Biden will be in Pennsylvania. He'll hold a pair of drive-in events in Bucks County outside of Philadelphia, and in Luzerne County in the northeastern part of the state, rock legend Jon Bon Jovi is expected to be there. Also in the Keystone State, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court ruled unanimously Friday that ballots cannot be rejected based on signature comparisons. The decision is a relief for Jody Gill. She tells KDKA-TV that her father suffered a stroke and that his handwriting is not as it once was.
His vote's going to matter and it's going to count and nobody's going to take it away from him.
1.5 million ballots have already been cast in Pennsylvania. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Pacific Gas and Electric may cut power to more than 1 million people Sunday to prevent the chance of sparking wildfires as extreme fire weather returns to the region. The nation's largest utility announced the move yesterday. They said it could black out customers in 38 counties, including most of the San Francisco Bay Area. The forecasts are calling for a return of bone-dry, gusty weather that carries the threat of downing power lines or other equipment that have been blamed for igniting massive and deadly blazes in recent years, particularly in central and northern California. An Illinois police officer who fatally shot a black teenager during a traffic stop this week has been sacked. Television station WMAQ reports the unidentified officer was axed for multiple policy and procedure violations over the Tuesday shooting death of 19-year-old Marcellus Stinnett in Waukegan. Stinnett was a passenger in a car driven by his girlfriend, 20-year-old Tafara Williams. She was also wounded in the shooting. The officer, who is Hispanic, claimed he opened fire because he was in fear of his life. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The man who killed his pregnant wife and unborn child and whose trial splashed the front pages will be resentenced. Here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
The district attorney in Stanislaus County, California, says they will retry the penalty phase of the Scott Peterson trial. The announcement coming in court Friday after the state Supreme Court recently overturned the death sentence due to errors they say the trial judge made in jury selection. Peterson was convicted in 2004 of killing his pregnant wife and their unborn child. The state Supreme Court let stand the conviction, but overturned the sentence. However, there is still a chance his conviction could be overturned due to juror misconduct.
The Los Angeles Dodgers took Game 3 of the World Series, beating the Tampa Bay Rays 6-2. Walker Buehler struck out 10 over 6 innings to boost L.A. in the win. The Dodgers, who lead the overall series 2-1, are now 2 wins from the championship that has eluded them since 1988. Arnold Schwarzenegger says he is feeling fantastic after his recent heart surgery. The 73-year-old actor and former California governor said on social media yesterday that he had a new aortic valve implanted in his heart. He posted a photo of himself with a thumbs up from his hospital bed. Wall Street closed Friday with a mixed bag. The Dow ended down 28 points, the Nasdaq up 42 points, the S&P 500 up nearly 12. News anytime on demand at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.